Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is LA from Mad Dads. We're doing Blog Talk Radio today.
Hi, this is Melissa from Mad Dads. How's everybody doing today?
And our topic is today about seniors.
I was wondering, what are any good thoughts or memories you have on senior citizens? Any nice gestures or deeds you have done for a senior in the past?
What she's saying today, how are you treating the elders? And I remember treating my grandmother, my granddaddy the best way that I know how to treat a person. I remember we did the senior event. It was very awesome, dancing, enjoying eating, and enjoying them people's, man, because I remember they was made a way for I can live today. What about you, Liz?
Well, I have some good memories about my grandmother. She was a great cook and a strong woman. And she was always there for me. Very strong woman.
Hi, the call in. I want you to call us 612-638-1007. Please call in because I want to hear what you got to say about the seniors. I know you have a grandmother, granddaddy, or you have somebody you look up to, elder. Please give us a call and talk to me. Well, Lizzie stepped out for a minute. That's another topic I really want to talk about. What are your kids doing after school? Are they getting on the computer? Or are they calling them nappy head girls? Or them young boys calling them nappy head women? Let me know what your child doing after school. Because I remember after school, my mom's had us doing homework. And after our homework, she gave us some more homework to do. And so by the time we got through everything, it was time enough for bedtime. So let me know what your child is doing after school. So, Lizzie.
Hi.
I was bringing up another topic today. And I was wondering what kids are doing after school. What's your child doing after school when he got out of school?
My child goes to daycare.
Okay.
I have to work, so she goes to daycare where she gets to play with other kids and enjoy the rest of her day. Pick her up when she comes home and does homework and stuff like that. So try to keep her pretty occupied so she don't have time to get in any trouble.
So what I was thinking about today, I remember when I was coming up, when we got out of school, we didn't have time to watch TV or play games. We went straight to our schoolwork, and after our schoolwork, our moms gave us some homework today, you know. And I was looking if we still doing that, because if kids get out of school, they get on, going home looking on the computer, or they calling that nappy head boy, that nappy head girl, and they work not getting done. What do you think they doing out there?
Well, it varies. Every kid does a lot of different stuff. If you're a good parent, you try to keep your kid out of trouble, keep them in sports or activities. We have the Boys and Girls Club nowadays. So a lot of parents don't work a lot, so they can't, you know, be there to watch over their child, so they don't know exactly what's going on while they're not at home. So
give me a call at 612-638-1007 and tell me what's your child doing after school. You're looking very nice today. Why are you so happy?
I'm about to be a grandmother.
Now, we know what she's going to be doing after school. Okay, listen. Back to that senior thing again. I really enjoyed myself. Did you have a good time with the seniors?
Yeah, very good. Very good day with the seniors. I've enjoyed helping them. Enjoyed playing bingo with them. Had a lot of laughs with all the Mad Dad staff who entertained them, danced with them, sang with them. And we had some pretty good people that showed up, different organizations for the elderly. We had a lady come that gave free facials for the elderly and put makeup on them. We also had some community action people. So we had some youth out there that was there, a youth group that came and help serve food and stuff like that for them. So it was a pretty nice day.
You know, I want to give it to that Mad Dad staff. That man, they say, BJ Smith. an awesome brother and the staff that works with him, because I really was looking at how they had really enjoyed the seniors, how they was giving their all. You know, not one person was starving, not one lady was sitting there not dancing. I mean, they really, really enjoyed themselves. And I want to say thank y'all to that, Lacey. I think y'all are doing an awesome program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Callers, give me a call at 612-638-1007. Somebody needs to call me. Call L.A. Hey, Lacey. All right. So, this baby, you ready to be a grandmother?
Yes, I am. I'm very ready.
So, Lacey thinks she's ready to be a grandmother. Somebody give me a call. Please call L.A. at 612-638-1007. Thank you.
I guess we have a couple minutes to just let you guys know a little bit about our organization. There you go.
Hi. The devil's a lie. Listen, we're back on the radio, and this is L.A.
And Melissa.
And we were talking about seniors and what your kids are doing after school, what they're affecting their life on. I mean, the structure that you're building, because I remember the kids today is our future.
A little bit about the elderly. We're asking, like, what is a good deed? Are some good things you either know or did for elderly people in your life lately? Have you helped somebody out? You know, checked on their well-being? Maybe just go bring them some breakfast or lunch or dinner or something. What are some, like, nice gestures that you have done for an elderly person lately?
So give us a call at 612-638-1007 and let us know what have you done for your grandmother and granddad. Listen, back to this topic again. Somebody got to give me a call because I want to know how to raise my son and what to do to him, you know, when he get out of school. Because sometimes it was just me by myself trying to raise that hard-headed boy. So I need a little help. So give me a call at 612-638-1007. Please call me. All right. So,
You got help.
We got Terry. Come and sit down. How you doing, young man?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. What happened to you yesterday, brother?
Dealing with a lot of situations. Just had a grandson yesterday. Got custody of my daughter.
How funny. Everybody got grandbabies coming along. So you got custody of your daughter. How you feel about that?
Oh, man, real strong about that, because I had my first daughter. She's my oldest. She's 18. I had her since she was 3 months. And, you know, really just being able to raise my girls and being able to be in their lives, as a lot of fathers aren't in their children's lives, especially the girls. They need us the most. So.
Hey, someone give me a call. Somebody give me a call at 612-638-1007 and talk to LaVell, because Javel, he just took on of being a father and a proud man of your child. Was it a hard time getting your daughter?
Well, it was a struggle, but, you know, I had to fight through it. The mother, she needs a little help, so me coaching on being the father that I am and trying to coach her to be a strong woman that she needs to be, this helps out a lot.
So, I'm really touched by that, because I listen to a lot of fathers say, you know what, I want my child. And I see them say that, but I don't see the movement. Mm-hmm. But for you to sit there and say, hey, I got custody of my child. Hey, man, I'm proud of you today, Javel. So tell me a little about yourself, man.
Well, my name is Javel Gresham. I'm more into involved with my community. I believe in trying to, you know, get some kind of control with the youngsters in the world, because they don't have too much knowledge out here nowadays, and they think that guns and violence is the way to go, like they hear in the music. A lot of them want to act out the music. A lot of them want to act out movies. So I'm just here trying to, you know, see if I can try and put my input and give them a chance to, you know, grow as young men, try and teach them how to hunt, shoot guns and fish, you know, be able to be strong men for their families as they get older.
Javale, I was talking early before you came. I want to know when your kids got out of school what they're doing, because I remember when I was coming home, we had to do our homework, and my mom had extra homework. So by the time I got done with homework, it was bedtime. I want to know today what our parents doing, not letting them get on the computer playing games or calling that nappy-haired boy or that nappy-haired girl. What should we do when our teens get out of school to make them more instructive? What should we do?
We should give them a time let me say, to be able to put them to where they can concentrate on their homework that needs to be done first.
Okay.
The chores that need to be done before they go out and, you know, do their thing of the day, if they go out and play and, you know, whatever they may do.
Okay.
But I think that we need to control the point of, you know, being more involved with their homework and what they're learning about. I don't think it's too much of that going on. They're not concerned about, you know, they're just more concerned about going to hang out.
Oh, I was thinking when I was coming up, I got a lot of whoopings because sometimes I was very hard-headed when I was a boy. Today's society say that we shouldn't spell the rod. What do you think about that?
Well, I disagree with it because the way we came up, I got whoopings myself.
Okay.
You know, and it was more of discipline, showing me right from wrong.
Okay,
this is what happens when you're not doing the right things that you're supposed to be doing. I was also talked to, but if I was hard-headed, you know, so, you know, the whoopings had really gave me the respect and know how to respect my elders, because we have a lot of young kids nowadays that don't respect their elders.
And why is that?
Well, I figure it's too much freedom. You know, moms are not as strong as our mothers were back then. Now it's like, you know, oh, I'm not going to whoop my baby, or that's my baby and he's not doing this. You know, they're more protective. I figure if it's more stronger mothers out there to try and give their children more knowledge and more input of what's happening in the world, then, you know, I think it'll be a change for us.
So, then what you think about B.J. Smith got a shirt that said, "Boy, sit down, man, stand up." What you think about if the man's was better structured with these young men today? You think they'd be better respectful at home?
Oh, definitely, definitely, because, see, they have stronger men in their lives. They have men that's been in their situation. So when they have, you know, like myself, I've been there. You know, I've been in the streets. I know what the streets are like. And for me to be able to make a change in my life, to stand up and not still be a boy, because we grow as men. So I figure if I stand up and, you know, really dedicate all that I have to my kids and give them the input, then they will grow and be able to pass that down also.
Look, give me a call at 612-638-1007. Because I want to know what your kids are doing at home. Listen, I want to ask you a question today. Do you think I got a right to tell you you can't whoop your child today?
No, I don't think you have a right at all. Because what's going on into my household is what I believe in. Now, if there's structure in the household and there's, how should I say, discipline, let's put it that way,
okay,
in the household, and it's done in the right order,
okay,
I think that no one should be able to be involved and tell me how to raise and to whoop my child. But if I'm just whooping my child just to say I'm the father just to do it, and you're not, I don't want you to do this or I don't want you to do that, and just beating them out of, for no reason, yeah, I think you would have plenty to say.
Well, I think today, society got, they said that we shouldn't whoop our kids. And I remember one time my auntie telling my mother, you cannot beat us. And I remember my mom's taking us to the courtroom with all our clothes and told the judge, well, if I can't raise my kids, you raise them. And the judge said, you go back home and you do the best you can do. And it was on and popping. So give me a call at 612-638-1007 and tell me what you think about the topic that I'm talking about today, because there's something wrong when our child can come home and tell us what to do.
Exactly.
There's something wrong.
That's like I said, with the parenting, that's going back to the mothers with the soft touch. Now, our mothers will always be soft, but think about it. In our generation, when we were coming up and we were getting the whoopings, we wasn't out there doing all the shootings and carrying on. We're too scared of our parents, like you said, when the judge lets you go home to your mom. It's only popping. Mom and dad gonna get with you.
Right.
So, you know, we grew up with having that aspect and that respect. I think that if the kids nowadays would have gotten the whoopings and the discipline and the structure that we had coming up, I don't think that it would be so much crime in the world against one another now.
Because I look at the young man today and the young women, and I love you, so don't think we don't love you.
Oh, definitely.
But definitely. They look like they don't have no fear when we say something. It look like they want to brass up to you, you know. Hey, what? Let's pull it. You know what I'm saying? Or, hey, I'm going to call 911 if you touch me. When you give a child that opportunity to say he's going to pick up a phone to call the police or you, and you the parent, something wrong.
Something's definitely wrong.
Something got to be wrong here.
Right.
If I'd have told my mom, I'm going to call the police, wait a minute. I'm going to help you dial that number. Ringing my neck.
Right.
So call her. Give me a call at 612-638-1007. Because I got a son, and I need somebody to help me raise him.
Oh, wow.
Call me. So how you like Mad Dad? How like to be around Mad Dad?
Man, the times that I've been dealing with Mad Dad, it's just been great for me.
Okay.
It's been great. There was a time when I first started years ago, probably like 4 or 5 years ago, when I first joined up with Mad Dad. And it was just like I had a lot of things going on. But once I seen that there was brothers behind me that actually can help and, you know, give you some courage, just a push, you know, to go in that right step. Mad Dad is what's happening.
Okay. Hey, listen, I like the way you said that, and you said it with boldly, and then when you said it, you know, you said it strongly.
Oh, yeah.
And I look at a lot of brothers today when I'm downtown. I mean, I wore that shirt, and it said, "Boys talk, boys stand out, man stand up." That's an awesome shirt to wear because when my dad was the man of the house, he was that man.
That's right.
He had that struggle, you know.
Right.
My dad, he only had to do was look at me.
Yeah.
And my whole body was just shut down.
That's the same way with me.
If you look at one of these kids today, they like, "What you want to do, man? Let's do this." And what I'm saying, and I got to say this, when they took prayer out of school and church,
amen.
And when I mean church, it's out of heart. When you tell the kids, well, you ain't got to pray no more like the old folks had us praying. School, church, at home, you know. Every time we ate a dinner, we prayed, you know.
That's right.
One thing about Mad Dad, every time you do something, they going in, they praying. They coming in, they praying.
That's right.
Praying for it's still a month. But when you would take prayer out of a lot of things, you know, to me, that's what holds the key, is prayer.
Yeah, prayer is definitely, that's the key. I mean, since it's a lot of kids don't know scripture now. A lot of kids don't know to pray before they eat. They don't know how to take it and try and say that, you know, hey, like you said, for instance, a child wants to look back at you and say, well, hey, you know, you ain't no tougher than me, bring it. Some of them look at it like, well, if I bow down, then I'm less than a man. Some people will look at me like a punk.
Okay.
So they don't understand. If you pray, they tend to look at you weird.
Right.
But the prayer is the strength. The prayer is the spirit. See, the blessings of our food when we eat. We're appreciating to be able to have food to eat.
And I'm glad the way you said that because I think that we need the Lord more in our life because that's who will help us guide our kids today. You know what I'm saying? No, not just people telling me I can't whoop my child. So if I can't whoop him, then what's the use of feeding and dressing for him? If he's going to tell me what to do, he needs his own job and get out.
There you go.
Because in my mother's house, in her house, was her rules.
That's right.
She said, if you ain't like it, I'll help you pack your clothes.
That's right. That's right.
But, hey, give me a call at 612-638-1007. Call her. Give me a call.
These children nowadays is something else. I mean, you know, I was just in the office looking at the obituaries of different people that have been shot and killed, senseless murder.
Young people.
It's just like, wow.
Young youth.
Yes, yes.
Young youth.
It's shocking to me. Like I said, there's no direction. You know, if there was some direction, that's where, once again, mad dads, we come in strong. We're there.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Not like the way you said that. It's just an awesome talk today. I was talking about seniors early. I know that you got a grandmother and granddaddy. How did you respect the elders back then when you were a kid?
Oh, when I was a child, my grandfather and grandmother, they seemed to have it going on.
Okay.
You know, they worked really hard. My grandmother worked for AT&T for like 30 years. So she was with the phone company. And my grandfather was an artist. He played with Chaka Khan, George Clinton. He's played with the greats, George Benson. You know, he has given me the insight of being able to do whatever it is that you want to do. If you want to go and you want to just experience your life and go overseas just to see things and, you know, just to educate yourself. Because sometimes we have to get out of the state, because if we stay in the same place for too long, then we're entrapped within that mind state of we just can't get out.
Hi, caller, 612-559-7329. I see another login. Call in. Hello? Caller? Hello? Well, I guess she slipped away. So, yeah, man, I mean, it's rough right here, man. I mean, I was looking at the young kids downtown yesterday, and I was telling them to go home and do their schoolwork. Don't be calling them nappy-haired boys or little nappy-haired girls. Go home and do it. Because you want them, they are future today, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I used to listen to my dad say how hard it was when he was in school. He dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
But he made sure that his boys got their education.
That's right.
It wasn't no playing around the house. So, but back to you again, because I'm very impressed when you say you got your daughter now. So now, what you do from there?
Well, what I have to do from now is I actually got her now.
Okay.
So what I have to do now is make sure that my life is in the right order because they look up to me.
Okay.
Like I said, I have a granddaughter, and a grandson. I had a grandson the day before yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
He was born. And I have to be uplifted for them. I have to have the strength for them. It's important to have the kind of career in your life. I don't teach my kids on just how to go and find a job. You want to have a career. You want to do something in life. You want to enjoy your life. You want to enjoy yourself. You want to have the knowledge so you'll be able to be gifted, to be able to talk with one another, to hold a conversation with someone else. If you're not able to hold a conversation with no one, then you will never be able to understand because the conversation is not written in the right way. I think that it is best for us as young black males for us to gang up, get the youth together, and get their courage up to uplift their spirits. Like I said, I'm a person that believes in career. I'm career-oriented.
Okay, thank you. I see 612-559-7329. Call or log in. Hello? All right. Yeah, I understand that, man. I like that. So
You know, I wanted to make another comment with the Mad Dads. I mean, you know, the green shirts, man, that stands out strong. I've heard a lot of kids like, uh-oh, there goes Mad Dads. They straighten right up, like you said, when you see your father. You know, he just look at you a certain way, and you straighten right up. So, you know, I think Mad Dads has made a lot of progress with the kids and trying to straighten them up. And what I want to do with them is try and get them career-oriented. You know, instead of just having to struggle and look for a job, get it while you can, while you're young right now.
And I like the way you said that, JaVale. I mean, I'm really sitting here, I'm listening to you, and I see that your father made you the man that you are to be.
Definitely.
And I like that. Really around these rooms, I see these guys, and I know they had structure in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So now, when I'm downtown, and I'm looking at them kids, 14, 15, 16, 17, with their blunt in their hand, I know there's something wrong at home, and it hurts me. I don't know if it's their mother or their dad, but something wrong at home. And then when you say something to them, and they've raised up at you, you know it's mm-hmm. something real wrong. Mm-hmm. But they cry, but on the inside, you really look at them, they crying for help.
Definitely, definitely.
And they don't know how to say it.
Definitely.
So what we do about that?
I think what needs to be done with that situation is giving them a chance. Like when we're out on the streets and we're talking to the young folks, we need to give them a chance now. See, nowadays there's no place where they can go, no community center where they can go and just hang out together and really just start to experience more and be able to share their pain with one another instead of running to the blunts and running to the X pills and whatever, you know, the liquor and the drinking or whatever, you know, the partying just to get it out of their system. Have somebody their age that they should, that they can feel comfortable with talking to. They're too old for them. They might not understand, oh, you're older, you don't know this back in your day, you don't know what it's like now, you know. So it's best to, you know, be able to get across to the youth so the youth can, you know, open up to one another. There's no opening up. It's